We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse, and he is back. Ryan Charles Horvat.
Donald.
Daniel, I forgot. Patrick.
It's Donald, dude. Remember
Donald.
The school? Come on.
RDH.
RDH the first. That was my AIM handle once.
Mine was Winklebot.
Was it?
Yeah.
I like that a lot more than mine. Mine was pretty corny.
Well, my first one was Code Red Rage.
I like that.
Because I loved Code Red, the dude.
One of the more underrated drinks. I was drinking that all, even in college. But my roommate would always steal my Code Red.
You knew a dorm was mine because I stole a Code Red hanger from Taco Bell and put it in the window.
Taco Bell, and that's the thing, like Taco Bell, Code Red, and the Baja Blast that they have.
I have Baja Blast upstairs. They make a zero sugar, and I bought a 12-pack.
Ooh, see, that's a game changer right there. I would be able to drink some of that then. I drink like one Mountain Dew.
And zero sugar. This is the regular stuff, though. And this zero sugar, zero sugar is way better than diet. It's like so much better taste-wise.
Yeah, and you don't get all those chemicals or whatever in there either.
No, I think they're still in there.
Oh, well. We're all going to die of something someday. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, we're going to win-loss the Packers schedule. This is a Bart and Horvat tradition. No matter, you know, where our careers or lack of careers take us, we always must get together and win-loss the schedule as we've been doing now for 6 years. Very excited to do it.
Me too.
I did think of you, like, even though we were doing this today, you were one of the first guys I thought of because, and we're recording this on Friday morning of the PGA Championship weekend where Scottie Scheffler got arrested in a way that reminded me exactly of a story you once told me about trying to find a Wendy's or a Taco Bell and ending up on a military base.
Yeah.
And Scheffler gets arrested. What the hell?
Dude, you know what's crazy is somebody I work with, I'm not going to call anybody out, tried to tell the story, that Wendy's story, like it was their own. One day when
what?
I was... Yeah. And I swear to God, like, because this story sounds so fake, but just, I could tell it so quick. I was looking for a Wendy's. I really don't know where I'm going out here in Maryland. Everything's like a military base near me or something crazy because I'm, you know, in D.C. And I was like, wait a minute, because we don't have any fast food near us. We have to drive like 20 minutes, which is a good thing to get any fast food, except for McDonald's. There's a McDonald's, which is like 10 minutes away. But so, yeah, but even that's pretty far, right? And the line is always crazy. It's like all the way down the street. Like you're risking your life just to, you know, risk your life pretty much.
Oh, it's like the Culver's in Shorewood. The one traffic problem we have in Shorewood is there's one fast food place.
Yeah. And Culver's is just awesome. See, don't even mention
line's always onto the street.
Just something like that. We don't have anything even. And it's Friday. I would get the fish. Anyway, but so I was looking for a Wendy's. I put it in the map, and it said there was one like 6 minutes from my house. So I got all excited. Come to find out it's actually like a military base. And they're like, all right, we need to see your ID, and you could just do a little Yui. And I didn't have my – or my license was either suspended or I didn't have it. And Yeah, it got really bad. No, I didn't have it. I didn't have my wallet because I didn't have any identification, and that was the issue. But yeah, swear to God, true story. The first year I was here, and I was so scared. They had to bring out like the head dude to talk to me. Anyway, yeah, somebody tried to steal this story. I was so angry, but it is what it is. I'm so excited for this Packers season, and we already knew the opponents, but I kind of hate the way that they stack the schedule. On Twitter, I joked that I think they only lose one game, and it's because they rest the starters. I mean, they're going to be good, right? Their win total is 10.5, same as Detroit's, but I don't really we'll get into it, but I'm not the biggest fan of the week one thing. Scottie Scheffler. So I wanted to sleep in this morning. Forgot that you brought that up really quick.
Yeah. Are we done with that?
No, really quick on that. So my bad. I woke up this morning and I was going to go right back to sleep because I didn't have to take Nathan to school.
Do you mean you woke up this morning?
Got myself a gun. Is that where you were going? Sopranos?
Never seen the show really, but I like the song.
It's a good tune. But so I was like, why is my phone blowing up already? Our show isn't until 7 p.m. Eastern. Scottie Scheffler gets arrested in a way that I could see myself getting arrested. But it's funny. I have a theory. I have a take. You need to release this as soon as possible because I don't get to go on the air until 7 p.m.
Oh, right as we're done, it's going online.
For whatever fucking reason. Can I still swear too?
You can still swear.
Only when I'm talking about this situation. For whatever reason, Jim Rome is on, like, our betting network, so I can't be on during the day. I got to, you know, sacrifice my Friday night so Jim Rome could be like, what's up, clones? No offense, Jim Rome, the GOAT. But anyway, here's my take, dude. Scottie Scheffler did this on purpose. This is a plan. And isn't this so 1997 WWF, Stone Cold Steve Austin or Triple H, somebody gets arrested? And it's the quickest booking in the history because anytime I've been arrested, which is only once for having a fake ID, it took like 3 hours to get booked in Macomb, Illinois.
And they got him in the jumpsuit and out of there in record
time. Out of there, right? And Stone Cold then comes to the ring for the main event and he's Stone Cold, Stone Cold. He rips the handcuffs off. I think Scottie Scheffler did this all himself. Huh? I think he planted this whole situation. He's working with the police.
So then but somebody died.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that situation. Well, damn it, never mind. I was just going to say, if that
was, workshop them here.
If that wasn't part of it, I forgot about that whole part of it.
Someone tweeted me that Big PGA set this up to make Scheffler attractive on Sundays because he's too boring because he's too good.
That was my take. I was going to say, and he wants more of like a bad boy image because he's such a nerd, you know? Like, that's why we don't like Scottie Scheffler. He's too good. Yeah. You know, he's like too.
Even in this moment, he didn't play the like, don't you know who I am card?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Tiger, we like him. He's fucking anything that moves, like any Hooters waitress. We like Brooks Koepka because he's like, I don't even practice. And he just shows up with his hot wife, hits bombs, and wins tournaments. Scheffler. Like, we want to watch the Masters to be entertained, and he's like 14 under, and nobody's within like six strokes. And he's like, oh, gee shucks, guys, I'm about to have a baby. Now, he's Scottie freaking Scheffler, dude.
I got out of bed. I couldn't go back to sleep. I got out of bed. I loaded ESPN Plus.
You know where he messed up? He should have came in with like a cigarette, with like a bandana, and like a teardrop fake tattoo. Like,
where's the story go if Jeff Darlington's not there?
Dude, you know that's going to be. We should do Winklerverse t-shirts of Scottie Scheffler in the can. His mugshot.
I think Barstool's already got him.
Of fucking course. The goats of marketing. You got to say it. I mean, I don't listen to it because I'm not 18. But fuck, are they good?
All right. I got another number for you and everybody listening. 25. That's 25% off each and every order at happyplacehemp.com. Use the promo code BART, B-A-R-T. You get 25% off each and every order. You're talking gummies and tinctures and balms and seltzers. I don't know that I've told you that they have the seltzers now. They teamed up with 1840 Brewing and have these seltzers. And if you are looking for the sort of effect that the gummy will give you, the seltzers will give them to you way quicker. I found that out a couple of times now. So very good stuff. Check it out, happyplacehemp.com. They're in Muskego. You can go there. Promo code is BART for 25% off.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, I got the schedule here. I think that I figured out how to show things on my computer, and I am.
Oh yeah.
No, I thought I could because I'm trying to. I have the screen here. I have the schedule. I can share the schedule.
Well, yeah, do it.
But then what I want to do is be able to. Win, loss it, and I can't edit on here. Yeah. You see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got the schedule. Oh, Jesus. I'm sharing the wrong screen. What a goddamn cluster.
We should do a competition and see who could get the most correct.
We should do a competition and see who knows how to share a fucking screen.
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
No, I can play video on here and shit now, which I always could. I just finally realized how.
Do you do it?
Yeah, I've done it before. Here we go. See it?
Oh, yeah.
Look at it.
Hey, how do you say where the Packers open their season so I don't sound like an asshole?
I believe it's Soyoi Palioi. Do that on the air tonight.
Which means a whale's vagina.
No, it's Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo? Wasn't he
Brazil?
A...
Why would you say anything other than Brazil?
Right, I know. Well, I don't know. I feel like sometimes I want to be proper.
You're playing Brazil. Just say that, man. All right. I can edit it. I'm gonna edit. I'm gonna write wins and losses, and then I don't know if I can share it, but I am gonna keep track.
Okay.
So we're going to win-loss the Packers schedule as per tradition.
Yes.
Obviously, in the preseason, they go 3-0, so that's fine.
No, they go 0-3 because it's going to be a quarterback battle.
Sean
better not be the backup quarterback coming in.
I don't know the other guy. What's the other guy's name?
Pratt, Michael Pratt.
Oh, I thought it was Preyton Jones.
Who?
I don't know. I knew all of these quarterbacks that were drafted until that guy, the guy we took. Dude.
Oh, really? Michael Pratt's awesome. They beat USC in a bowl game 2 years ago. It was like the best bowl game.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
What the fuck?
All right. So week one, the Packers play in Brazil, which the more I think about it, the more I hate it. I don't like this.
No, me either. That's what I was going to ask you. That's why I was like, oh, shit, Scheffler fucking committed a crime and went to the pen. Yeah, man, I don't like this either. Not for any team, really. I don't want it to be – I like it, but I don't want it to be my team. But it is kind of cool that they play on a Friday night, right? Although, is
no, I got to work.
Yeah, and me too. And yeah. Here's the thing. I don't even like college games on Fridays. Fridays is for high school football.
Oh,
Saturdays is for college football. Sundays and Mondays is for the National Football League. I'm not the biggest Thursday night football guy.
Thursday.
Yeah, but the games blow, and guys get hurt.
It's easy. It's so much easier to do this job that we do when there's a football game on.
You know how you make Thursday
not when it's our football game.
You know how you make good football on Thursday nights? Both fucking teams are coming off a bye. Why can't we do that? Why do we make this that complicated? You know why the game sucked? Because teams are playing on 3 days rest. Your body doesn't even feel normal for 5 days.
The Chiefs have 3 games in 11 days.
The Jets have like every game in primetime, and they're favored in 14 this season, and their win total is 9.5. That's a big bet for me. Boom, it has nothing to do with that fraud Aaron Rodgers either. It's Brees Hall season. If Under. Brees Hall doesn't get 22 fucking carries a game and they win with that defense, Robert Saleh should be shot.
Robert Saleh is getting fired.
Robert Saleh, more like Robert sucks.
More like Robert sucks. That was a pretty good one.
No, it wasn't actually. More like Robert's going to be making salads at fucking Chopped because he's going to get fired. You know what's the thing? Saleh's one of those guys where all he could do in life is football. Remember the Jets Hard Knocks? Like, imagine him trying to do anything else, like selling insurance, you know? And the fucking we'll take him into the fucking bottom of the fucking ocean, baby. We'll fucking drown them. And they'll be like, dude, I was just trying to make sure my kids were taken care of. All right. Anyway, I'm going to take
them to win.
Yeah, me too, because I think the Eagles are going to win that division this year. I think they're going to be much better. I think this is going to be a high scoring game, which right now is why the total is, 48.5. But the Eagles are going to be better. But Vic Fangio takes over as defensive coordinator. And even remember last year is 1 year that he spent in Miami. He's old and crabby. And it took that defense for, like, everybody kept telling me, oh, the Dolphins are going to win the Super Bowl or the Dolphins are going to win playoff games because by the end of the year, they're going to have the number one defense. It's just Fangio's defense is so hard to figure out. It takes these guys time. Well, that's true. And Fangio is still good. And I like all their draft picks. I love Quinyon Mitchell. I wanted Cooper DeJean personally for the Packers. But I think it's going to take those guys some time to, like, gel and figure stuff out. High scoring game. I expect the Packers defense to be much better.
And the crowd's going to be pro Packers.
Yeah, go Pack, go. I got the Packers winning in a shootout 31-28 on a last minute field goal from whoever the fuck the kicker is. I hope it's not Franz or whatever his name is again.
So if they win this game, they got to come back and they will play at home. And I'm looking at the schedule. It's Eagles, Colts, Titans, Vikings, Rams. And just looking at the schedule right away like this, I'm almost going to fudge in a loss that I don't think they're going to lose because I am having a hard time in that initial batch finding a loss.
Ooh. So here's what I hate about this schedule, like I said, right?
But for that reason, I think I'm going to take them to lose at home to the Colts.
The home opener, huh?
Yeah.
Really quick. I was going to say, what I hate about the schedule is I know it's a new defense, new defensive coordinator, obviously, new linebackers. Well, Coy is back. But last year, they couldn't tackle for shit. Actually, like since I've been born, they really haven't been able to tackle for shit. They haven't been able to stop simple crossing routes. Any tight end in the league, it doesn't matter if it's Austin Hooper or the best tight end in the league. And they've always been terrible against the run. And to start the season, remember last time we saw Jalen Hurts? Man, what he did against us. And now we get Anthony Richardson week two. We get two dual threat quarterbacks right away, back to back, while our new defense is trying to figure shit out. I hate that. I think these are going to be high scoring games. And I agree. I bet the Colts win total over. I think the Colts are going to be pretty good this year, man. As long as Anthony Richardson slides and gets out of bounds, I like them. So I think this is going to be the unexpected loss. I think the Packers dropped this one too. Shane Steichen.
I want them and the Eagles to both lose week two so that we never fucking go back to Brazil again.
Yeah. Unless
with all due respect.
Unless we get to go cover the game.
I don't think I would.
I'd go to Brazil.
This is not a Brazil situation.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You could get the fake abs. That's where Drake and everybody goes to get the plastic surgery. You could come back with the fucking
on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. I once again showed Nip.
You can all come right back with the fake six pack though, like Drake.
I do want to have a nice pace so that we don't rip through the last six like we always end up doing.
Okay.
I think they're going to beat the Titans in Tennessee, and I don't got much more to say on that.
Yeah, I actually really like what Tennessee did. this offseason, surrounding Will Levis with a bunch of weapons. Just, I don't know how good that defense is going to be, and Mike Vrabel's gone. So Green Bay should win this game. I'm going to give the Packers the win here as well.
Week four, I remember a lot of noon starts here. They don't have any primetime games in America until week 13 on Thanksgiving. They're going to go – well, they host Minnesota at home. That's a win.
Yeah, the only thing that scares me is it's Aaron Jones' revenge game. So I feel like he goes off for like 220 total yards in that game and four touchdowns, and he pulls out like a Minnesota Vikings chain. I still can't believe that Aaron Jones is a fucking Viking, dude. But I don't know who the quarterback's even going to be for Minnesota. Is it going to be Sam Darnold or is it going to be J.J. McCarthy? I don't think the Vikings are going to be as bad as a lot of people think, though, because they still have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and they had a top 10 defense last year with Brian Flores. But I'm going to give the Packers the win here at Lambeau.
All right, so you and I are both on track. Win against the Eagles, lose against the Colts, win Titans, win Vikings. That puts them at 3-1 through four. Sunday, October 6th, they are in L.A. to take on the Rams. This was going to be the game that we were going to go to, me and my boys.
Oh, you should.
But we don't. Nobody wants to.
Really?
Nobody wants to fly that far. Nobody wants to try to figure out L.A. in 2 days. If we're going to go to L.A., we might as well go to Brazil. All these other road games we've been to, I think we're going to go to Minnesota.
That's fucking terrible, dude. Why? Brutal.
We've been to Seattle. We've been to... my alarm is set for when I was going to tape with you.
Why don't you go to Jacksonville?
We've been there.
Isn't that where one of your buddies got real sick?
Almost died.
Go to, you got it.
To Seattle.
Oh, man. I would, well, I guess if you, I mean, the stadium's cool, but Minnesota, boring.
Unless we do a preseason game in Denver.
I would rather you, what you should do is just go to a Badgers game this year then and go to, I mean, their schedule's kick ass.
Like, should we go to the preseason game in Denver?
Preseason? No. What you should do is go to a game, damn, they play USC. You should go to, here, I got a trip for you guys. Go to Iowa November 2nd. Go to Iowa City.
I mean, it's all right.
I'd rather do that than go to Minnesota with a bunch of Viking fans. You want to hear that?
But Vikings are going to be bad by then. They're going to be bad and out of it.
You don't know that. Don't say that.
Yes, they will. Say that. I think they're going to go to L.A. and beat the Rams. It's LaFleur against his old buddy. Loss.
Yeah, I think, and LaFleur's kind of owned him lately because the Rams have been a little shitty. And then last year, though, they had the number two offense in the league second half of the season. Kyren Williams, here's the thing really quick for fantasy dudes. Kyren Williams, I thought was going to be a top five pick. I still like him, but you know what scares me? He's going to catch 60-plus balls if he stays healthy. He'll rush for over 1,200 yards. I worry how many touchdowns he's going to lose out on, though, because of the draft pick of Blake Corum. Because, like, if you go back and you watch Corum last year at Michigan, he lost. He wasn't really as explosive as he was the year before, but he led the country in touchdowns because he's just a bull when you get in the red zone, when you get on the goal line. So I worry about that. But I think the Rams are going to be really good, which is kind of surprising that Aaron Donald, I mean, I get it. It was just time. But, like, this year, I thought that they had a shot at the Super Bowl, to be honest with you, the way that their offense played. They need a better offensive line, and they fixed it up a little bit, but you got to protect Matthew Stafford. When he's upright and not getting killed, he's still one of the better quarterbacks in the NFC. So I'll go with a loss here. They're not going to go undefeated, and I can't pick them to win every game. So I'll go with one here on the road. I think McVay gets some revenge for the last – like, a couple of years ago, remember he had to start, like, fucking Baker Mayfield on Monday night? Yeah.
Well, we're both 3-2 right now through five. Same wins, same losses. The Bears Arizona Cardinals come to town, and I think they'll be better. But the last time we lost to the Cardinals at Lambeau, Mike McCarthy got fired.
He did. Josh,
I'm going to give the Packers the dub.
Yeah, I bet it was. You know what's funny about that, dude? Today, this morning, I bet Arizona over 6.5 wins, and I bet Marvin Harrison, rookie of the year. I think he's going to be an absolute stud. I think they're going to be much better. I like Jonathan Gannon. He didn't have the pieces last year, but I like what they did with the defense. Remember they beat Dallas last year? But I don't think one of those seven wins comes against Green Bay. I think the Packers win. Here's a game where if everybody's healthy, and it's the right conditions, I'll probably bet an over in the Packers. I like the Packers here in this spot by 10.
I just got an update that the officer that was attached to Scottie Scheffler's car says he suffered pain, swelling, and abrasions to his wrist and knee. But the report is he jumped on Scheffler's car.
Yeah, what was he doing? Why would you do that?
It's like he's trying to go bull riding.
Guy's a real guy. Who do you think he was? Like Mel Gibson?
A car named Fu Manchu.
Who do you think he was? Mel Gibson and Lethal Weapon or something?
No shit. Like, and if you look at Scottie Scheffler,
how fast was Scheffler going?
Yeah, how fast he's going? 5. Yeah. He's trying to get around. Jesus, what a story.
Why is the world? Why is everything so weird?
Yeah, everything's weird.
Like, why is there never just like a normal day? It's like, oh, you know.
Doug Gottlieb's coaching basketball and doing a radio show.
Hey, really quick, because we're never going to talk about this ever. I love Anthony Edwards. I really hope Minnesota wins game 7. Last night, that quote where they asked him about like the equipment crew or whatever, and he's like, yeah, you were there. I told those motherfuckers. I'd see him here for game 7. I love him.
He's the best.
He's my second favorite player in the league right now.
The Houston Texans, big showdown, Love versus Stroud.
Ooh.
I thought this would be a prime time lock it in. I don't know why it's not. It's a noon game at Lambeau. I will give the Packers the win.
Me too. I think the Texans, dude, are like a little overvalued. I love their offseason. I love Stroud. But I don't hate like betting Indianapolis to win that division or Jacksonville to have a bounce back here if you believe that Trevor Lawrence is ever going to live up to the hype. I still think the Texans are going to be awesome, right? But injuries happen, and they went from last year being projected to win 5.5 games now to one of the Super Bowl favorites. And I get it. Like, they got Hunter, and they got Will Anderson as their defensive ends, their pass rushers. The offense only continues to get better now with Diggs. But, I think they win probably 10, 11 games. But I think Green Bay gets this one. High-scoring game, though, again. Packers win.
We're both 5-2. They go to Jacksonville on the 27th of October.
Yeah, they lose to a shitty Jags team because it's going to be hot. It's just like the Packers never play good in Jacksonville. Maybe that was just Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to give him the win here.
I'm going to give him a loss.
I'm going to give him the win.
I know how they lose. Huh? They have a 3-score lead that they blow in the second half. Go on.
I'm going to give them a home loss to Detroit.
Oh, I think they beat Detroit at home. I think they beat the Lions. I think Matt LaFleur.
I'll take the Packers to beat the Lions in Detroit, but I think they're going to lose in Lambeau.
I think LaFleur kind of – let's see what the pass defense looks like for Detroit, how upgraded it is. But last year, they tried to play man – against Green Bay, and Jordan Love picked them apart all game long. I actually like Green Bay. I think Green Bay is going to be better than Detroit. I'm more scared about the Bears. Hot take.
All right, so we are up to the bye. We deviated a little on the last two, but 6-3 for both of us going into the bye week. I would be very fine with that. In fact, I would be joyous.
Fuck yeah, dude. Wins over the Tech. If they win these games that we're giving them, then yeah, I bet the Packers to win the Super Bowl 25-1. Then that price probably shrinks a little bit to like 20-1.
After the bye, we have got our first meeting with the Chicago Bears. And boy, are these going to be annoying. You know, I preach, I don't know if people know this, but when there's not Cubs baseball, every night there's an hour of Horvat on the Score and then my show on the Score, which is funny.
Yeah.
But I was preaching last night. I said, because one guy goes, here's the thing. No matter what they do, if Eberflus loses to the Packers, he's getting fired. If he wins, he'll keep his job. I go, stop it. Stop fucking inflating these games. Stop holding the Packers on the pedestal, man. If you stop, once you stop doing that, you'll beat them. But you guys are obsessed. Mm-hmm. Are they going to beat the Bears twice is the question.
Yes.
Probably. All right. I'll give them a win here.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears are going to be better.
I'm not going to predict them to lose. This is like the most free square of any game.
You know,
if they end up losing, okay, fine. But I'm not going to predict it. It's not a good prediction.
Here's the thing, dude. I've said nothing but nice things about the Bears. I hate as a Packer fan that Caleb Williams was drafted by the Bears, because I like Caleb Williams and I love Rome Odunze. I don't know if Eberflus is any good, but I did bet him to win Coach of the Year in case they win the division, because it's a much better price. Why am I going to bet the Bears like better than 3-1, a little bit better than 3-1, when I could take the Flus, you know, at worst price, 14-1? If the Bears win that division and actually beat the Packers for the first time in forever, he's probably going to get a look as Coach of the Year, and the defense is probably going to be top 10. Really good this year. The Montez Sweat trade was a great move. I didn't really understand it at the time, and then I did, because I was like, oh, yeah, the Bears have two top 10 picks because the Carolina Panthers lost their freaking minds for Bryce Young, and the Bears also have a ton of cap space. So they just have so many weapons. They're going to be good, but, yeah, until they actually beat Green Bay, I can't pick that. So I'll go with the Packers. But I do think the Bears over 8.5 wins is a good bet.
We're up to 7-3. Sunday, November 24th, the Niners come to town. If I can't find this bet at Pato, I would like you to make it for me, Niners to miss the playoffs.
I bet it. You want some?
Yes.
It's 3-1.
I want it.
You want to? All right. How much you want on it? I'll bet it again right now. Dude, let's talk about this. Everybody on my show thinks I'm crazy. People are going to get hurt. Purdy's
four teams off a bye.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy is bad.
I don't know if he's bad. But he's not
bad, but he ain't this.
When you're 12, he's not. He's good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Once he's the guy, Horvat, that like, because everybody's viewing Brock Purdy through a $1 million lens. Once it's like, hey, Brock Purdy got a contract for $55 million, people are going to be like, whoa, he ain't that fucking good.
And here's the thing, dude. Like, look at the games where Trent Williams is hurt. And I get he's
only 3-1.
Yeah.
That's not
where I could get it right now. But so look at the games where Trent Williams was hurt. Look at the games where Deebo Samuel was hurt. Look at the games where Brandon Ayuk's hurt. Christian McCaffrey. Purdy's great when he has weapons. And I mean, that's just how it works for quarterbacks, a lot of them. But yeah, dude, I don't really like the secondary. We'll see what Nick Bosa looks like this year. He went from Defensive Player of the Year to last year having a little bit of a down year. He probably bounces back, but They've had a ton of injuries. Like 2 years ago, they didn't have a quarterback that could throw a fucking forward pass, or they probably would have beat Philadelphia. But I think they've been, for the most part, pretty healthy. And it's hard to make a run every year. Like, eventually there's
more
that.
More so than that, I think in this particular game, like how we could never beat the Cowboys, but we beat them in the regular season. I think that is what happens here.
We would have beat them last year if Jordan Love didn't throw the ball to Dre Greenlaw twice. Like, if he would have got, you never want to see a guy get hurt. But if Dre Greenlaw was going to blow something out, could have been against Green Bay. That's all I'm fucking saying, because he killed us.
So I'm going to take him to win.
Me too.
So now we're up to 8-3.
I think here's another hot take. Write this down, people. I think they win this game in a blowout. I'm going to go 35-14. I think they fuck them up a little bit.
Now, the next game's on Thanksgiving night against the Dolphins, and I just have a tendency to make that a loss because of what happened against the Bears and Favre.
Nope. Here's
why. Well, I think they're beating Detroit the next week.
Here's some free advice. I know nobody wants to hear me talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, it's the Dolphins in the cold. Fuck them. Win.
Thank you. This has, dude, right now the best bet you can make, the Jets are 3-1 to win that division. The Bills don't really have a wide receiver, and I don't even care. I don't give a fuck about Diggs or Gabe Davis. Here's my concern about the Buffalo Bills. Why are they the favorites to win that division? Micah Hyde's gone. Jordan Poyer's gone. They have two new safeties. Von Miller had played a whole season last year coming off that injury and has as many sacks as me and you. He didn't have one sack the entire year. Matt Milano's coming off an injury. Who's your favorite player that's healthy? Trey White's gone, your best cover corner. I think the Bills might miss the playoffs. Or if they win 11, 12 games, Josh Allen's your MVP. So bet that. I think the Jets are going to win games because they have the best defense in the league, and Breece Hall is now 2 years removed from that injury. They just got to give him the ball. And Rodgers just has to get rid of the ball off play action. Like, go and watch. Like, be a game manager. No need to be a hero anymore. But Garrett Wilson is going to have a monster year. I don't think the Dolphins are going to be any good. I think they might miss the playoffs, man. Last year, everybody kept telling me about how the defense was going to be awesome. It never showed. And now Vic Fangio's already gone. I'm not sold on Tua. I bet the Dolphins in that playoff game in Arrowhead +4.5. They can't win in the cold. They beat one playoff team last year. One team with a winning record. It was the fucking fraud Cowboys. This is a loss. Cowboys. Packers win.
But then I do think they're going to win in Detroit. Your thoughts?
No, they lose this game. They might get blown out. In Detroit, that crowd will be all fired up. Aiden Hutchinson will have a strip sack. I think Detroit gets him back. Also a really good bet while we're talking Lions, Jahmyr Gibbs, 22-1 to win Offensive Player of the Year.
But then I'm going to take him to lose at Seattle on a Sunday night.
Nah, they win in blowout fashion. Seattle's going to be no good. I think that Sam Howell will be the starting quarterback by then. I think Jair gets two interceptions in this game.
All right, so we're through 15 games. We got a few differentiators, if that's a word. It's not. But we are up to 3, 6, 10, and 4, both of us.
I mean, they're projected to win 10.5 games. We're not being homers. They should beat these teams. Like, fucking Seattle, dude. Come on.
And I can't share my screen as a picture. I can share it as a link. But what I would like to do is show you what I've been up to up to this point.
Am I on?
Sked.
Oh shit.
It's like the UFO. It's like the alien.
Wait. What a disaster. Oh.
Freaking out, man.
Okay, I got it. Okay, you want to see the sked?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love that. I love that. I love how you spelled sked with a K.
Well, I had to do it quickly.
Instead of the C. I love it. It looks great. Yeah, so we got the same record, but we have different wins and losses. That's funny.
Yeah, so I could do two views on me now. See what I think here. All right.
I like that.
Shay, edit that in post. Okay, three more games. They're not losing to the Saints. I don't care what we do.
No, dude. The Saints are going to be terrible. I think they win this.
They're going to win in Minnesota. Horvat?
I'm going to make that a loss. I think Aaron Jones is going to beat him once. Like, have a monster game. Seems like it's going to be there.
Okay, and then I will take him to...
Every quarterback has a scheduled loss in Minnesota for me.
I guess I got to take them to win. They're going to win the Bears again. Or beat the Bears.
Is this one at Soldier Field?
No, this one's at home.
That's the home one? Yeah. I'm going to take
them. They're not going to rest their starters because you got the number one seed to play for.
No, I think they win 12 games. I think I'm going to go with 12 wins.
So I've gone 13-4, including 7-1 after the bye.
Well, I went with 13 too, or I went 12.
You went 12-5.
Yeah, 12-5 is my prediction officially. I like that. I think 12.
All right, if there's one of these games that I can turn into a loss, I'll do at Detroit. But I went 13. I went 13-4. We win, lost the schedule every year. I win 13-4.
Detroit scares me. The Bears scare me. The big unknown about the Vikings scares me.
This is as homer as I've ever been. Like, the Bears can beat Green Bay this year. The Lions could sweep Green Bay this year. The Vikings could get one from Green Bay. Any of these teams could beat Green Bay could beat any of these teams. But we won, lost the schedule, and I took them to be 13-4.
I also want it to be known for everybody that once called me a Jordan Love hater. I have Jordan Love MVP, and I have the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl. That's not going to work. I can't. 25-1. So I think they win 12 games, but the division scares me. You know, like, the Vikings a couple years ago won 13 games with Kirk Cousins. J.J. McCarthy could be Kirk Cousins if they have a decent run game and you have those weapons, and he's really good off play action, and he's a winner. We know that. The defense was a lot better last year. Bears could finally be good with Caleb Williams and that defense. Detroit. See, I thought Detroit was going to be the team that would take a step back and have some regression. But instead, Ben Johnson didn't take a head coaching gig, and he's back. So I think Goff will have another big year. Wouldn't shock me if he was an MVP candidate and they had the best offense. I really like Gibbs this year, man.
Look at that, Cam.
I think Gibbs is going to steal a lot of those.
I figured it out.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. There's the win-loss.
I love it. Get this up on the interwebs so people could get their bets in right now.
Packers 7-1 after the bye for your Green Bay Packers. With the only loss, the only loss being at Seattle. What the fuck?
I can't believe you have them losing to Seattle out of all those teams, dude.
I know.
You got them beating the Niners but losing to the Seahawks.
What a joke.
I love it.
I've never been more homer. This is the most homer I've ever been.
To be honest, though, it's just that we know, but also we're probably going to be correct or close because it's just how we know the team, though. You know,
I don't know. I think I'm up earlier than I am. I'm normally not even awake at this time. I'm all fucking out of sorts because Scheffler got arrested and then released in 13 minutes.
That's what I want to know. I want to know how he got out so quick.
The guy that runs the Valhalla Club went to the jail to pick him up. They're like, oh shit, we're never getting a tournament again. We got to save our ass.
Like, the story would be crazy regardless, but the fact that it's Scottie Scheffler is
what if it was like it. Lucas Aberg, nobody gives a fuck.
Speaking of that motherfucker, I bet him to win this tournament. So I wish he did get arrested. I hope he does. I wish he got. Hold on. I bet Xander every week, and every week he pisses down his leg, and my Sunday is destroyed, and my wife's like, it's just golf. And I'm like, you don't get it. It was $2,400. This week I said no, and so he's going to win. I did bet Rory, though, off the divorce.
Ah. He got divorced?
Yeah, and last time he had a breakup, he won, so I took him. He got a divorce after 7 years of marriage. So if you want his number, maybe I could see if I got any connections for you. If you want to give him a call, I know you think he's cute.
Well, you know how I am for the Irish guys.
You like his accent.
And with that, good to see you again.
Hey man, thanks. Go Pack, go. 12-5, Super Bowl champs. Jahmyr Gibbs, Offensive Player of the Year, 80 grabs.
I think the Packers go 11-6. Don't look at this. Okay. I got to redo. Let's start over and redo it. This is too fucking much for me.
Well, we could take the week maybe and come back. We're not going to like redo it today because I'm about to do Kurt and Long and talk more Packers right now with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Steve Sparky Pfeiffer show on 1250 AM. The Fan.
It's called Wisconsin Sports Daily.
The Fan. Yeah, that's what they need. We need more McGivern, though.
I agree. All right. See you, buddy.
All right, Faith in the Zone. See you later.
Faith in the Zone.
Yeah.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.